Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Zayin Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we're still in the middle of a very fascinating and complex discussion about Pas Habo B'Kistin, various types of doughs that are made in a certain way that they're not halachically considered bread, and the bracha on them is Mizonos rather than Hamotzi, and the bracha Achron is Al HaMichya rather than full benching. We left off yesterday in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, which was discussing the Ramah's opinion that says that one of the forms of Pas Habo B'Kistin is that you must have a significant amount of some sort of a sweet substance like honey or milk or fruit juices that are mixed in, kneaded with the dough before you bake it. And it has to be something significant that's recognizable, and the taste of the dough is changed for it to have the bracha of Mizonos Pas Habo B'Kistin in this format. As the Mishnah Berurah said, we left this off in the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Zayin Omid Beis, Shayidei Zeh Nirgash Behem Hatam Harbi Ma'od, Ad Shayidei Zeh Heim Ha'ikor V'Hatam Ha'isa Tofel, that you have so much of this honey or other juices mixed into this dough before it was baked. And now when you eat this dough, you can really taste the honey or the other items that are mixed into it, and the dough is, so to say, subordinate to it. In that situation, this is called Mizonos Pas Habo B'Kistin. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chein b'tziyo harishon shekashav v'shulchan aruch. This was according to the second version, the Rambam's version of what Pas Habo B'Kistin is. According to the first version, we said it was like a pocket bread where you had a dough and you had fruits or other things baked into it, like a pie, shememalin behen, that you're filling up that pie. Likewise, over there, the Ramah would say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, b'inan gamkin shiyeh hamilui harbe kol kach. The pie filling has to be so significant, ad sh'ayidei zeh, so you really can taste it. You're not really eating dough. You're eating a pie, and you're tasting all the stuff in the pie and not so much the dough. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Daled, the Ramah said, V'chein Noagin. This is the halacha l'maisa. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sha'ofim l'lecha Mishnah pasim ad shemen v'tavlin. He brings it down from Dagum Ravava that it's still called bread if you add a little bit of sweet stuff to your challah on Shabbos. That's still called bread, and you make lech mishnah out of it. It's not called cake. It's not called a Pas Habo B'Kistin. And he says, V'chein hiskimu achronim la'alocha kipsaka Ramah. And this psak of the Ramah is that it's called Pas Habo B'Kistin if you have so much of the extra ingredients, the sugar, the honey, the fruit juices, that its taste is detectable. But if you only put in a little bit, just to sweeten up a little bit, to have a slightly sweeter tasting challah, but you're really eating challah, so then that's perfectly good bread. You make hamotzi on that, and that's good for lecha mishnah. The issue foot number 28 brings down, if the challah is really sweetened excessively, the challah masuka ma'od. So he brings that from the great Stipler Gaon Zatzal. Nevertheless, mikomokom birchosa hamotzi. You do make a hamotzi on it. Afilu im ochel mimena ma'at ublo kviyasuda. And this is true even if you're only having a little bit of it and you're not eating this part of the meal, you still make hamotzi on it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who brings that even according to the Beis Yosef, who says that it would not be, if it was sweet, a bracha of hamotzi, but it would be Abor Minim Mizonos. He says our challahs aren't sweet enough that should even be true, according to the opinion of the Beis Yosef. There's an important Bir Halacha over here that begins at the very last words of Samach Zayin Omid Aleph in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Hamaskel, Harbe Tavlin Odvash V'chule. So we'll read that now. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, Ayin, we turn to the Omid Beis, Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah, Dubainer Shehei Tam Hadvash Nikor Yosem in Isa. As we've already pointed out, this is from the Taz and the Ramah, that the explanation over here, the Ramah is saying, is that you have to have a significant amount of these other substances mixed in with the dough at the time of the kneading. You have to have the majority of it as an egg challah over here to really have it to make it into Pas Habo B'Kistin. You really have to taste the eggs in it tremendously in order for it to be a mizonos and not a hamotzi. And then the Chafetz Chaim brings out a very important idea. There are many people, he says, that aren't careful with this din. They buy these rolls or these items of dough that have a little bit of honey or a little bit of egg in them, but the majority is water, and they make on it a bar mimin azonos, and they don't wash their hands until it's a diet. This is what many people refer to as the, quote, mizonos roll. And furthermore, and even if you were to say that it's a mizonos, but then they sit down and have a full meal. They have three of these mizonos rolls, and they're kovei asuda on them.
that even if it is possible be kistin, tzorich netilas yedayim hamotzi and birchas hamazon. So this is a very, very big problem. And he adds, oh, mine ugos dako shaloshin osom below devashu beitzim klal. There are other types of cookies over here that they don't really add any honey or eggs in them. They only mavashle mikodim mayim im ma'achi bolu shual veloshin osom b'mayim. The enio de hetel is that. I don't understand how these people are making a mazonus on these items and not washing on them. He asks, because you mix it with a little bit of water, so it loses the taste and the status of being a dough, and it's no longer bread. So therefore, one should be very, very careful with these items that are called mazonus rolls. There are many, many different discussions amongst the poskim. The way my rabbeim have always taught me, the way many rabbeim, the great gedolim, hold, is that the mazonus roll is most of the time not really mazonus, it really should be hamotzi. And therefore, one should be very, very careful when one takes advantage of these coolers to find out, is there really such a thing in this particular case that you're talking about, that it's truly a mazonus roll, and that it's made totally with a tremendous amount of honey and fruit juices and other items, that it's recognizable that it's not bread, and that it's a mazonus roll, and then it's possible to kiss them. But otherwise, the vast majority of the times, it's a roll, and you need to wash on it, say Antila Sidayan, say Amotzi, and bench. Now we get to the first Mechaber that we're doing today, the very first line. V'yesh Mefarshim, Shehu Pas. There's a third opinion of Pas Abba B'Kisnin, and that is, these types of doughs are always called bread. Bein Metubeles, Bein She'en Metubeles, whether they are spiced up with various ingredients or not. She'osim osom ke'ovim yeveshim v'kosim osom, unless you make them into very, very thick doughs that are very dry, and you then chew them, and not really eat them like you would bread. And these are called the Heim HaNikron Biskonish, which in the Targum at the bottom, it translated them Ke'en Ka'ochim, which is usually translated as a pretzel. And this is Pasa Barbekistan, and you make a mazonus on it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hei explains, when you make it Ke'ovim Yuvesh, you make it these very thick, dry doughs. Kach Shema B'Arabi, this is the way it's referred to in Arabic. U'Bushon Sfard Nikra Buskigush, which as I explained is translated in the Targum as being something like a pretzel. And it's made, v'naases mechameshes mini dogon u'b'mayim levad, it's made with any one of the five grains of wheat, and it's mixed with water only. However, af bafiyosa nasim yaveshim, kol kach ad shenifrochem, but somehow in the baking process it becomes so dried out that it basically crumbles. V'ein ze nikra ochel elakosis, and when you eat it, it's not called eating it, it's called chewing it. And a person doesn't normally have a lot of this. A person doesn't make a meal on pretzels. Therefore, it's called pasa b'kisnin, and it doesn't have the status of being bread, and it's really some sort of like a dessert food, and therefore the bracha is mazonos. The issue footnote number 29 has a long arichus on this, and he says, pas pricha suya b'tzura shel igulim kitanim dakimot. If you have some sort of a crumbling type of a bread, it's made into little circles. I think he's talking about something here like a mandel. And it's baked in the oven like bread. So Rav Oznos Atzal, the Shevet Alevi, brings down that the bracha here is mazonos. Kivan shein ochlu mimena harbi v'asachas. Nobody eats a lot of soup mandels all at the same time. So therefore, that bracha is mazonos. And he says, davki im nasis hapas kosher mitchila safiyosif. The bread is made originally hard. Then that's this pasa b'kistim. However, bread that is really made and then toasted, it's tznimim, toast. The Kav HaChaim brings down, even though right now it's very hard, it was made as bread, and therefore it has the status and halacha of bread, and you make hamotzi and bench on it. And this is in fact the opinion of Shelis Tshuvas Or Lizion as well. However, if you're baking bread originally for the purpose of toast, so then Dain Weiss, Zatzal, and the Minchas Yitzchak brings down, if you make it in two steps, so then it's also still called bread, even though the second step is going to dry it out. But if you make it in one step, so then it would be called Pasa B'Kistan. Shlomo Zalman adds that if you're making it with the intention that it should be this type of a snack that you're going to have like as a dessert, and you're going to chew it and not eat it, so then it would also have the status of basa b'kisnin, and you make a bar mini mazonos. What about matzah? Matzah is a very interesting food. We all know you make matzah on Pesach hamotzi, but for the rest of the year, there's a huge difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. And Sfardim, according to many poskim, make a borimin mezonos on matzah, whereas most Ashkenazim will make a hamotzi on it. To get around this problem, some Ashkenazim will always try to have either a significant share of matzah when they eat it, or they'll try to have some bread there as well, so this way there is no shaila on it. But for Ashkenazim, halacha lemaisa, we make a hamotzi on pas, but for many Sfardim, they make a mezonos on pas, unless they kovei a suda on it. We now conclude with this sif with Mechaber, who says, v'halacha kidivrei kulam. We pass in like all of these opinions over here, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskub, Halacha Kedivrei Kulam brings down. They're not really arguing with each other. They're each bringing down a different opinion, and therefore we can paskin like all of them. Shalakol Elu Hadvarim Nosil Lehem Dinim Shomayinu B'Pasa B'Kistin. And for all of these opinions, you make a mazonos on any of them and all of them. In fact, here she put number 33 brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shalamaisa Onunoktim La'alocha Shekol Echad Mishloshes HaTanoim Gorim Levorech Bori Mine Mizonos Bivados. That if you have any one of these three, you can rely upon it. It's not that the other two disagree with it, but you make a Bori Mine Mizonos definitely if you fulfill any one of these three shitas that we brought down over here. And in fact, if you have even from two of the different types of these three shitos eating simultaneously, they don't say Mistama, one of them is bread and the other one is a possible Baba Kissin, but even if you combine them, you still make a Bori Mine Mizonos. Again, I remind everybody, one should be very, very careful about drawing any halacha l'maisa conclusions from our discussion over here. This is really l'hagdol Torah l'adira, and to be able to understand this subject to a certain extent and to ask questions, and there are many different poskim that paskin differently for some of these different items as to what bracha l'maisa to make. Depends how much you eat it, in what fashion you eat it, as we've spoken out. So one should really ask shilas about this and shouldn't just paskin from what we've learned in our shiurim the last couple of days. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Lachmonios, which could be translated as cakes. Also, in Shabli Lilosan Ova, if they're a thick batter, Shekorim Uvliash, this thick batter is called Uvliash, which the Ber Hetev in Siv Katan Tezvav explains, based upon the Taz, Shu Nefe Mibli Gilgal, it's not mixed so well. Rak Shema Ariv Isim Mayim, you just pour the water and the flour together, and it remains a very thick batter. Mechaber says, Lechem Gomeru, this is an absolute halachic status of bread, Umavarech Alav Hamotzi Ubirchas HaMozon. You must wash on this, make Hamotzi, and you must bench on it. However, V'yosun Shibli Losun Rakob, but if it's a much softer type of a batter, V'dakimot, and a thinner type of a dough is created, Shekorin Nivlash, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain in a moment, Mavarech Lehem Bari Min HaZonos Ubirch HaChmein Shlosh. This has the status of being mazonos, and you don't wash for it. You just make a mazonos, and at the end, you make an alamichya, brachachas mein shalosh, and not a full benching. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Vav explains that the first one in this uvliash is called full bread. Dinasim rak mikemach umayim kisharpats. It's made just from water and flour, like all other breads. Vavshim dakim, even though it turns out thinner, it's not like the status of the pretzel or the harder, drier dough that we talked about in the previous sif in Zayin. The hemivashim, well, they're very dry. The ainan asuim lachila, they're not really made for eating. Rak kotsin or some likinuach, you have them as a dessert. You have a pretzel at the end of the meal. Aval these, aval elu asuim lachila, they're made for the purpose of eating as the meal, and therefore the bracha is hamotzi, and you bench on them. But the thinner ones that are called Nivliash, Ikosu Achroni brings down the name of various Ronim, the Hainu Masher Korin Beloshin Rusya, Nelsilka, that's something that in the Russian it was known as Nelsilka, in the Targum over here at the bottom it says Chavitot Avos, these are thicker types of pancakes. Shoma Arvin Kemach im Harbi Mayim, you make it over here with flour mixed with a lot of water in a keter, in some sort of a pot, kimo daisa, like a porridge, the shokhin al ali yirokos, and then they would pour this dough out onto the leaves that they would lay out, the nefim batan, and they would bake them in an oven, im olim, with the leaves. And the same thing would be if you put it onto a frying pan of some sort without oil. These are very, very thin and very, very soft. These you make a mazonos on. They're not that soft, they're not that thin, as mevura besif yudalid, the din lechem olav umevura hamotzi. Then you'd have to make, wash on them, make hamotzi, and you'd bench on them. The Mechaber continues and he writes, the imkova su'udasu aleim, if you were kovei yesuda, even on these items that we call the nivlash, so then, if it's a kviya suda, even if it's possible with knissin, and you'd normally make a mazonos and an alamichya on it, but once you establish it as your meal, as we've already discussed previously, and then it changes the status to being halachically like full bread, and you have to say netilas yadayim and wash on it and make a hamotzi, and you would conclude, if you ate a kezayis, with full benching. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Ches writes, the Kotzva Poskim, he brings down the name of the Emek Bracha, the Magen Avram, the Chemed Moshe, the Bidei Yesha, the Halacha Brura, not like the Taz, the Osen Shekorim B'Prag, that which they call in Prague, Vela Flakters, which we would translate here in the Targum, the Kamo Ale Vaflim, for us like waffles, Shinas and Gamkein B'Lilos and Raka, it's made with a thin type of a batter, Avination is pashtin bafiyosin. It spreads out when you go and pour it onto the griddle. Nasim dakim becomes very thin. Uklushim harbe and very weak. Yoser me oson naliskis shiniskalel, as opposed to that which we says those thicker doughs that we discussed a minute ago. There, in this situation, ein levarach leim amotzi afilu b'dekava. Here, you wouldn't make amotzi on it, even if you established a meal on these waffle type substances. The ein alzeh toras lechem klal. This doesn't have the halachic status of bread. B'damila tarisa b'sif tezvav. And this is more like something that we'll learn in sif tezvav called tarisa. Over there in sif tezvav, we explain that this is some sort of a flour and water batter that is mixed together, and you pour it onto some sort of a oven, and it spreads out and it bakes. And it doesn't have the status halachically of being bread. Dear Shufutz, number 31 and 32 bring down many other examples of common foods as to what their actual bracha is. So in Dishu Foot number 31, he says these waffles, Sheshbem Kemachita, which are made from wheat flour, Shasuyim Me'ale Botzek Dakim, or very thin, Mashmikan Sha'afim Kovaleim Sudein Vorachaleim Hamotzi. As we just pointed out, you don't make Hamotzi on it even if you Kovei a Sud on it. And he brings this down in the name of Rapincha Scheinberg Zatzal as well. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says differently. He says, Shebesof Wafia Ale Habotzek Hadakim in and Ephrodim. They don't separate, they don't break apart. They're all connected well together, Mechubar Miyachtov. So therefore, Ein Dinim Shalhavathlim Eloke. Sofik pasa babikistan. It's only a sofik whether this is pasa babikistan, as opposed to it's definitely pasa babikistan. And the Shalos Achuvas Orlitzian says as well, Shadinan Shalavathlim kipasa babikistan. He says that it is pasa babikistan. The issue for number 32 talks about blintzes. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shein kviyasuda moalim lachshivam kipas gemura. He says that the fact that it's made as part of your meal, so that still doesn't make a blintzer into something that you would wash on. Kivin shem dakimo, the very thin, the dough part, and it's only in the very, very thick ones, like a pancake, that would be shayach to say your kovei asuda on it. Das Rav Yashiv, however, shav blintzes asuyim meisa ova kitzas mu'ila bem kovei asuda kidin shar mafe. He says that you could make kovei asuda on blintzes as well if they're made thick. As I've mentioned many times, please be very careful in positing anything halacha l'maisa from any of the actual discussions we've been having the last couple of days on pasa babikistan. It's a very complex subject. I'll just quote you from the Sefer from Rabbi Forst Shlita, one of the great poskim we have in Far Rockaway, who's a real baki in Hilchos Brachos and wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Brachos. In the event that one cannot conclude with certainty which bracha to recite, be it this pasa babikistan should make a mizonos, or is this real bread and you should make hamotzi, he says one should try to eat the product in question during a bread meal to remove yourself from any suffix. When this is too difficult to do, for whatever the reason you can't have bread, then in general, if there's a suffix over here, he says you should recite mizonos and al hamichya, based upon the kaf hachaim. As we see, this is a very difficult sugya, very interesting sugya, but again, one should certainly ask Shilas and follow the opinion of their Rav as to what bracha to actually make. This concludes today's shir.